Yeah, it is Wednesday, so definitely far past that game already. But after watching it, there was a lot to learn from. And I think the big picture was just when it doesn't feel right, it's not right. And so don't try to force things or try to make a big play out of nothing when the timing's off. Just don't make a bad play worse. And so came away just realizing that some plays we get beat, and to just take the loss and not make it worse.
Around this locker room, do you feel an eagerness to be done with this
season? No, I feel an eagerness to win this game and to come off this last week heading into the offseason with a win and with that that environment around this locker room. So that's the kind of the vibe I'm getting. Jordan's been huge for setting up our pass game and the play action that we've been able to do, and the way he's established the run is impressive for a rookie coming in, carrying the load the way he has. He's grown a lot, too, I think, in pass protection and seeing everything, getting his eyes in the right spot. And he's good as a quarterback. It's good to know that you have a guy like him who can carry that workload in the run game.
Getting him to rushing record this week, is that something on your guys' minds, to get him 60, I think it's 61?
Not on my mind. Maybe on Dowell or his mind. We're just trying to win the game, and he is too. And if that comes, I think that's just an added bonus. But I think ultimately he'll probably say the same thing. We want to win over anything.
From your perspective, what's allowed him to be so good so quickly?
I don't know. Maybe it's just who he is. I mean, his big legs, I think, just the way he's able to shed off tackles, rarely gets tackled the first time around. And I think just his high motor, the way he's able to plow through the line and get those extra yards that you need to keep the chains moving. So, yeah, still playing at a very high level. And I think just their front seven, how physical they are, the pass rush and how they set the edge. It's really impressive. They just got a lot of physical guys who make plays. And on the back end, I think just a sound secondary who they'll give some funky looks to try to mess with you. But overall, just a sound group of players that has been playing in the defense for a while, and they know what they're doing. They know their weaknesses. They know their strengths, so they play it well. And it'll be up to us just to win our matchups.